In his new book, In the Lion's Den, Israel's former ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon, shares the story of his journey to public service and his insights from his tenure as Israel's 17th permanent representative to the world body from 2015 to 2020. This period spanned both the Obama and Trump administrations, and the book, which includes a foreword by former U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, describes Danon's experience with both administrations, including the Obama administration's abstention in a 2016 resolution condemning Israel over settlement building. We spoke with Danon about the book, which will be released on May 17th, and asked if he sees parallels between the tenor of U.S.-Israel relations then and now.
In my book, I discuss both administrations, Obama's administration and Trump's administration, and the differences. And indeed, with Biden administration, unfortunately, we have to explain every time why we are actually allowing the expansion of the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria. I think that the difference between what we hear publicly and what we hear privately. And I thought a lot at the UN that sometimes we will get those announcements denouncing activities in Israel, but then behind closed doors, people would say it is not really so important for us, but we have to play that game. This is part of the diplomacy we are dealing with at the UN and also with the White House.
Now, your time at the UN actually bridged those two administrations. Can you share with us some of your insights in working at the UN and with the missions at that time in terms of being charged with advancing Israel's interests?
So, in the book, I discuss the great cooperation we had with both administrations, also with Obama's administration and Trump's administration. Unfortunately, in 2016, before President Obama departed, he pushed forward Resolution 2334. That was the lowest moment in my term at the UN. We had to fight the resolution for the first time. I found myself fighting not only the Palestinians, but also our closest ally, the U.S. It wasn't easy. We know that the resolution passed, unfortunately. After that, we started to fix the damages when Ambassador Haley stepped in.
What was the experience in the UN during that period?
So I think that the Trump administration tried to show that they are different. So for us, it was helpful. Tried to show that they are fixing the mistakes that they were done from the previous administration. And we had great moments, moving the embassy, pulling out from the Iran deal, putting a resolution condemning Hamas on the floor of the General Assembly. We played offense. It was very effective. My team, together with Ambassador Haley's team, we were playing offense and we were winning, even in a hostile place like the UN.
Has the atmosphere there changed since your tenure?
I think I proved that if you are active in a place like the UN, you can dilute the anti-Israel sentiment. And that's why I discuss in the book all the events I brought into the UN. Hundreds of events, hundreds of ambassadors came with me to visit Israel. And people actually realize that, when you show them the real face of Israel, they start to think differently. So that's my main message, is that, we have to always think about building new bridges, making new friends, and showing the real face of Israel.
So we are currently in a post-Abraham Accords era. There are still questions regarding ongoing efforts to revive the Iran nuclear deal. So what are some of the insights that you've drawn from your own experience and in reviewing this, recalling this in your book, that could be a guide going forward?
So I think, we prove that we are capable of achieving peace. We have so much in common with so many moderate countries in the region. And my challenge was to convince them to do publicly what to say privately. I visited the UAE before the agreement, and everything was done undercover. And a few years later, you see dozens of flights from Tel Aviv to Dubai and Abu Dhabi. And I think the challenge is now to convince more countries to join the cycle of peace and to see the benefits of normalizing the relations with Israel.